Hey, podcast listeners. Delightful to be back in your earbuds. I hope you are well in whatever this day holds for you. Today's topic is to consider appropriateness and uses of psychedelic supported therapy. I know this is a topic that is not for everyone, but regardless of your interest in said topic, it's a good thing to be informed about. It is something that is increasingly part of conversations that I have with entrepreneurs, not only just about healing from difficult things, whether that's trauma or depression, but also because these tools can be helpful in leveling up creativity, leveling up well-being, focus. So, you know, entrepreneurs are pretty into optimization, and this is a tool that often gets tossed around. So whether or not it's something that is on your radar imminently, it's probably a good thing to have some information about. One other thing to give you some information about is that I am in the process of forming a few entrepreneur-focused groups beginning in January of 2025. One is a monthly group that meets remotely and then has three in-person gatherings. And it is for people who really want to level up on their performance, their optimization, their relationships, their capacity for love, and, you know, all the juicy things that make life really interesting and help us to have the kind of capacity that we want to really show up and play all out in our lives. So if that's of interest to you, reach out to me or to my team, and we'd be happy to talk to you more about what we're cooking up. In the meantime, be well, and thanks for listening. Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means. Sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs. And I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation. Hey there, my name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I'm a clinical psychologist who focuses on the mental well-being of entrepreneurs and other kinds of high performers, artists, creatives. One of the things that I often am asked to weigh in on or speak about is the use of psychedelics, either to help treat a problem, improve something that is causing discomfort or distress or dysfunction, or the use of psychedelics to help promote growth or creativity. Generally speaking, I think psychedelics are a really important tool that should be widely and safely available to people, both for healing and growth purposes. I am troubled by the fact that the FDA recently did not approve MDMA-supported psychotherapy as something that is approved by the FDA and then can be used under insurance coverage in the United States. So it's an interesting thing to be in support of what feels like a very important modality, but is not legal or widely available. So that's really important to know, not legal or widely available in a safe way. But for those of you who might be thinking about using psychedelics, either as a healing tool or as a way to amplify what's already going well in your life, there are a few questions that you might want to consider first. The first question that it's really important to ask yourself is, am I really ready for change? Psychedelics are controversial because they are powerful. They do something in your inner world. So they can reframe the way that you think. They can restructure and alter the chemistry of your brain. Psychedelics are not something to kind of dip into casually. They will do something. They will change you. And so I think you want to be sure that that change is desired and that you are ready for that change. You know, it can happen that the ways that we feel about our relationships, the strategies or tactics that we're using in our professional life, the way that we see ourselves, those things can shift when we are using psychedelic technologies. It is part of responsible use to do thorough, careful self-examination and to proceed with your own sense of informed consent. I have done the research. I have read the pros and cons. I have a deep understanding of what could happen. And I still am ready to sign on and say, I would like to have some change in my patterns. I would like to reset the default mode network, so to speak. So that's the first question. Am I ready for change? The second question that I think is really important to consider if you are thinking about whether or not you're ready for psychedelic supported therapy is to ask yourself, am I seeking something specific or am I doing some general exploration? And I think both of those are a perfectly reasonable way to interact with psychedelics. A lot of people use psychedelics for play, for recreation, for fun. They use it for sort of cosmic exploration. What's out there in the world? Different psychedelic medicines have different utility for those various goals. But if you're seeking something specific, like if there is a relationship pattern, maybe between you and your romantic partner, that you really want to be different, if you want increased empathy, if you are working through a very specific traumatic experience that you would like your mind and your body to feel differently about, if you're working with depression, if you are feeling a lot of fear or anxiety, being really clear about what your desire is, what your intention is helpful because, first of all, it helps you to focus while you're actually in a psychedelic session. It directs your attention toward your intention. Secondly, it also helps determine what kind of psychedelic you might use. It's not perfectly parsed, but certain psychedelics have more utility for certain things. For example, MDMA is widely used both for PTSD or trauma-related distress and relational distance or challenge. Mushrooms are very helpful, or psilocybin can be really helpful with depression and a variety of other sort of depression, anxiety-related experiences. So being clear about your intention will help to direct your experience. The third question that I think is really important to consider if you are thinking about using psychedelics is to ask yourself if you are really ready to assume a new level of responsibility for your own mental well-being. I highly recommend that you do psychedelic therapy with a guide or really any new or initial exploration that you have some help, you have someone with you. I'll talk about that more in a second. But when you step off the common well-trodden path of the medical and mental health systems, you are assuming responsibility for yourself. There are a variety of organizations like the Fireside Program. There is help to be had for sure. I'm not saying, okay, you have to do all of your psychedelic exploration like on your own, be an explorer, autonomous and independent. But what I am saying is like at the deepest parts of yourself, you are assuming responsibility for what happens to you. You are making a choice. You are going outside of the legal system. You are going outside of the well-established medical default settings, the typical ways of thinking about healing. And it's important that you do that clearly and carefully with an assumption of responsibility. And it's also important that that happens really free of coercion or influence of other people. I think sometimes, psychedelics can be kind of trendy. You know, everyone seems like they're doing ayahuasca. And it's not for everyone, not by any stretch of the imagination. So if this is something that you want to do, make sure you are called to it. Make sure you are wanting it. And it's not just something that's happening around you that you feel kind of pulled toward, but aren't really ready to assume responsibility. Responsibility is important in this whole world of psychedelics. The fourth question that you want to consider is just a bit of like medical sort of family history that might be important in shaping your experience. First of all, you want to ask yourself, am I taking an SSRI, which is a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor? That is a medication that floods your system with serotonin, similarly to some of the ways that MDMA, which is not a traditional psychedelic, but is often kind of clustered in with them. All that to say, some medications do not play well with psychedelics, and it's important to know that, understand that, do the research, ask a physician. You don't want to put your neurological health in danger because you haven't done your research, because you're taking a contraindicated medication. The other thing that you want to do some careful evaluation and self-assessment around is your own family history of psychosis or of bipolar disorder. You also want to assess your own stability right now. My personal belief is that psychedelics are really helpful tools for a sense of self that is really well-developed or well-structured. Psychedelics help to refine, to clarify, to filter, to improve and enhance. But they are, in my opinion, not great tools for a sense of self that already has a bit of a loose association with reality, which is why I don't think that they should be administered to people who are under the age of 25. That's when the frontal lobe, the prefrontal cortex, really is finished developing in vast majority, well, really everybody by that point. So we don't want to apply a deeply deconstructive intervention to something that is not well constructed. So again, a young brain, a brain that has a vulnerability toward mania, which would be part of bipolar disorder, or a brain that has a vulnerability toward psychosis, which is often seen through family history or through a careful evaluation of your own relationship with reality or with psychotic kinds of experiences. And then it's done through a careful evaluation of your own stability. We all go through waves of feeling more or less stable, more or less connected to our lives, connected to the planet. And I personally believe that psychedelics are typically not a great intervention when you are in desperation, when you are in either significant suicidality or even sort of like a gentle relationship with the possibility of your own death. Psychedelics are, again, powerful, powerful entities, and it's important that they are met with an internal psychic structure, a sense of self, neurological health, that can manage or wield them well and will not be as vulnerable to being sort of like further splayed open or further frayed from reality. I know that's a big topic, but it's important to do this well and not put yourself in a kind of risk that makes it difficult for you to get the desired outcome that you want, which is a deeper connection to your life, to those you love, and to yourself. If the connection isn't already a bit present, it's difficult to protect it or deepen it. And then the fifth and final question that I think is really important to consider if you are thinking about psychedelic-related interventions, psychedelic-supported psychotherapy, is the consideration of whether you have access to a safe context, a safe guide. One of the catch-22s about the psychedelic revolution is that because it is not yet legal and widely available, folks who have the greatest amount of training and psychotherapeutic experience, or even training in spirituality, training in medicine, those folks can't do this work legally. So what has happened is that a lot of, I guess, maybe less trained, less qualified characters have sort of stepped up and they've done like weekend shamanic trainings, or they have taken an online training in psychedelic sitting and are promoting themselves as psychedelic guides. And most of them are probably fine. And some of them are good old-fashioned trouble, like nefarious, have bad intentions, have, you know, leave people open to being abused. My bias, of course, is towards people who have a lot of formal training, because formal training involves lots of hours of supervision. It involves lots of training in ethics. It involves many, many hours of practice that's not with you. You know, it's like people are coming to this experience with you with a lot of experience. And that matters a great deal, not only because of things going wrong, but because of things going right. You want to work with someone who you trust deeply, who has a deep regard for you, who has really clearly defined ethics, who is clean with the financial exchange or the energy exchange, who is really good with boundaries around touch. You want someone who you see their life and you think, I want what they're having, not someone who seems to be scraping by, either just like financially, logistically, or in the well-being, spiritual wholeness kind of sense. So who you sit with is very important, because unlike other medical interventions, but also true in other medical interventions, like their energy kind of mixes with your energy, when you are under the influence of a psychedelic, your sort of energy space is really open and your emotions are close to the surface. Your trauma is close to the surface. Deep parts of you are open and accessible. And you want to be in that space only with someone who is extraordinarily responsible, capable, and really masterful in helping that to be the best possible opening, growth, healing experience for you. So I appreciate that that can be difficult to come by, especially in this sort of like word of mouth world, but it is definitely worth vetting and doing your research and trying to find someone who really is just the right fit for you for this kind of work. So, you know, just to wrap up the conversation here, I am a cautious fan of the use of psychedelic supported therapy for a variety of healing practices and the use of psychedelics as something that just deepens and enhances our relationship with ourselves, with others, with the spiritual realm. I think they're very important and very powerful and should be treated with tremendous reverence and tremendous respect and caution. As all important things are, we handle them carefully because they matter a great deal. So thank you so much for watching this video. I hope it serves you. Psychedelics are only one of the things, one of the tools that I talk about or think that are important in helping high-performing people to thrive well. But if you want more content on that topic, then feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow my podcast, follow me on social media, Sherry Walling or Dr. Sherry Walling on all the channels. So thank you so much. Be well.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.